Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. Saad walks with his head down, muttering to himself. Abra strolls beside him.
You said we'd talk this morning.
I have to memorize my presentation.
Maybe if you weren't messaging a good friend all night, you would have.
I was talking to Fadi.
Him again? Boring. You need to get some real friends. Back home, we're always going out. Now you're staying texting Fadi.
Back home, people were good.
And they're not here? I'm just saying, people are nice.
Who's nice? The guys who bullied? The girl who fired me from my job?
No, they suck, but not everyone is like them.
I'm not like you. It's not so easy.
My friend, Lara thinks you're cute.
Abra, be serious. Belgium was bombed. People are mad at Muslims.
They're mad at terrorists, not us.
Fadi's phone was smashed by his friends. His bike stolen. I want us to eat lunch together.
I want to have lunch with my friends.
A student was attacked for wearing her hijab. And she was born here.
Okay, I'll eat lunch with you. And I'm telling Lara you think she's cute too. You owe me.
They head into the school lobby where Goldie hands out t-shirts that read, I stand with Belgium.
Here you go. Yeah. Hey.
She approaches the siblings.
Do you want a t-shirt?
She wears a badge.
Ask me about the MSA.
The Muslim Students Association. Here to help maintain safe relations for our Islamic community at Degrassi.
The MSA is supported by Belgium?
Well, it's here for everyone. It's a joint initiative with the Student Council to show support for the Belgian victims.
Cool. I'll take a small, please.
Yeah, here you go. I'll get your size and be sure to wear these to tomorrow's solidarity photo outside, okay?
Saad looks at Abra as she removes her backpack to put on the t-shirt. He sighs. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, I know I can make it through. Words appear, hashtag preach. Written by Jennifer Kasabian, directed by Samir Rahem. In the gym, Shay and Lola stretch.
And that's me and Esme wearing matching aviators. It's chic, huh? Oh, and us lunching.
Frankie shows them pictures.
Us out on Dad's yacht.
Hashtag rich kids, and FYI, not a compliment.
You were the ones who said I needed to up my socials game.
Yeah, to win a breakup, not BFF Esme.
So now you think I'm some flaky socialite because of her?
Frankie's friends share a look.
Wow, I thought my friends knew me.
Hey, it's like, I have vlogging, Shay has track, and all you do is party.
Yeah, the world's reacting to a terror attack, and you're posting yacht pics.
We love you, Franks, but you don't take anything seriously.
Lola. Hey, did you find more volunteers for the bake sale?
Yep, Shay roped in her track peeps.
Oh, cool.
You three are fundraising?
Yep, for Belgium. Yael's idea.
I make a mean muffin.
Well, I make a mean cupcake. And by mean, I mean delicious, obviously.
You bake? Since when?
Since always. So count me in for some terrorist cupcakes.
Frankie grins, then composes a text to Esme. It reads, sorry, tonight's a no-go. Gonna bake. She sends the message. Behind her, girls line up.
Frankie, come on, let's go. Get down the phone.
Now, Saad enters a study room.
Yeah, but it's Heath Ledger. He's a legend. Come on, have you seen his acting?
Yeah, but I feel like that's just kind of a basic answer.
He walks over to Hunter and Vijay.
I think that he betrayed it. Hello. The way he thought that.
My name is Saad. May I sit here?
Only if you tie break. Who was the best Joker ever? The old guy or Heath Ledger?
Way to be objective. Don't answer him.
He gestures to Vijay.
I like your hat.
Thanks. It's new. At least someone noticed.
They all look the same.
How come you're not wearing your shirt?
What?
You're the only one not wearing a We Stand for Belgium shirt.
Saad looks around uncomfortably.
I did not get one.
Good thing I grabbed an extra. Boz will just have to grab his own.
Thank you.
Saad takes the shirt and examines it.
Aren't you gonna put it on?
I can hold your pashmina for you.
It's a keffiyeh. I'm not going to wear the shirt. Terrorist attacks happen every day. People die every day.
So what, the people in Belgium don't count?
I did not say that. I'm sorry, I should study.
Are you like pro-terrorist or something?
Maybe he is.
Saad scowls.
Hazama khalleni sibeladi.
He tosses the shirt in a trash bin. Another student records his tirade as Saad storms out, now in the student council room.
So, we're doing a bake sale, we can do a dance-a-thon. Oh, talent show.
Zoe looks at Rasha, who's texting.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening.
Zoe steps away from a dry erase board and sits beside her girlfriend.
Are you mad at me?
I'm just tired.
Zoe places her hand on Rasha's.
You know, we can talk about anything, right?
It's my ex, Samira. We spoke last night, all night. I'm so sorry.
Ex-girlfriend. I thought you weren't out in Syria.
She was my secret girlfriend.
So she messaged you?
No, I messaged her.
Why?
She's in Belgium. I wanted to see if she was safe. Do you hate me?
Of course not. I thought she was hurt and you reached out. It's sweet.
So you don't mind if I keep talking to her?
Keep talking to her?
Just until things settle down.
Zoe stares blankly.
Of course.
She musters a faint smile. As he walks the hallway, Saad studies note cards. He heads into a science classroom. Spying Lola, he slows and grudgingly plods toward an open seat beside her. She looks up as he sits.
I know you think I'm a thief, but there's nowhere else to sit.
Dark matter. Black holes. And I'm not talking cafeteria food. I'm talking astronomy. It's presentation time, and Miss Lola Pacini, you're up.
Sure thing.
Lola rifles through her book bag.
My gosh, they're not here. I must have left them at the restaurant. I'm gonna fail.
Miss Pacini, we're waiting.
Saad sighs.
Take them, please.
You sure?
With a nod, he offers her his note cards. Lola takes them and walks to the front of class.
The Milky Way, our galaxy, our home. And might I add a delicious chocolate bar?
Lola gives Saad an appreciative smile.
Scientists believe it to be at least 100,000 light years across.
Later, in her kitchen at home, Frankie consults a recipe on a tablet, then walks past a tray of unfrosted cupcakes and dumps the contents of a measuring cup into the bowl of a stand mixer. She turns the mixer on. It shoots batter everywhere. She swats at the mixer with a towel as Hunter comes in.
Turn it off!
I can't!
He unplugs it and gapes at her. She's now covered in yellow goop.
Lola and Shay are gonna hate me for life. I so can't bake.
Okay, if you're so worried, why don't you just buy some like Mom used to?
Because I need to have a thing and it can't be spending money. And wait, Mom bought those?
Yep, and no one hated her for it.
He walks past Frankie, pats her shoulder, then checks his hand for residual goop.
Yoo-hoo!
Frankie looks up.
Jasmine, didn't you get my text?
Yeah, you said you were gonna bake.
Oh, now I realize you meant that literally.
Oh, I'm a little offended you didn't ask for help.
Well, I wanted to save you from the kitchen abomination that is me.
If you need help with frosting, we are masters of the culinary arts. Sig has actual training.
A little. It's really nothing.
You'll help? Even if it's for a boring fundraiser?
If you can't count on us, who can you count on?
Frankie beams. Meanwhile, at the Al-Maliki apartment, Saad chops zucchini. He looks toward the kids' shared bedroom.
Yabra!
Abra walks to the kitchen drinking soda.
Soda before dinner. The stove, please. I have to read for school.
She grudgingly goes to the stove. Saad looks toward the door, then cuts his eyes at Abra.
You said to watch the pot.
He stands with annoyance and opens the door, finding Lola in the hallway.
Hey. I know it's weird I'm here. I just wanted to say thank you.
That's not necessary.
It is. People don't just give away A-plus work. I wouldn't, and I'm a Virgo.
I'm happy I could help you.
Really? It makes me feel worse.
Behind him, Abra's moved to the computer.
I know you didn't steal from me. I just didn't know how to say sorry. You can totally have the job back if you want it.
His face softens. He grins.
It would be a big help. Yes.
Deal. Friends?
She offers him her hand. He takes it.
Saad, Aki.
I have to go.
Lola drops his hand and he closes the door.
Are you happy? I made a friend. She came to say thank you. What's wrong?
Lara sent me this link. It's you, isn't it? I wondered what her nude friend will think of you now.
He looks at the video. It shows his rant at school. He seethes. Back at the Hollingsworth house, Frankie, Zig, and Esme frost cupcakes.
True or false, Betty Crocker has nothing on Zig and me.
True. This is fun. Especially when our cupcakes kick Al's muffins in the butt.
Who cares about her? I'm gonna change up the playlist.
She accidentally swipes Zig with frosting.
My face is not a cupcake.
This has got to be posted.
No.
I can get a cloth.
No, Frankie, help me get him down.
Zig smushes cupcakes in the girls' faces, and they push him to the floor.
Surrender and we'll stop.
Nice one, Francesca.
Baz walks in with Hunter.
Oh, my God. Is this an orgy?
It totally is. Want to join in?
We were just on our way out.
Okay. The other boys leave. The next day at the school, Zoe's in the hallway checking out Samira's social pictures on her phone. Grace and Jonah walk up.
Who are you creeping on?
Rasha's ex-girlfriend. I'm prettier than she is, right?
Is it a competition?
Maybe. They started talking again, and I'm trying to be cool about it.
Which is obviously working so well.
I can't exactly tell her that I hate the idea, can I?
I'd be hard-pressed to side with the jealous girlfriend.
Okay, just because you and Grace are dating now doesn't mean you can just join in here.
What are you really worried about?
Rasha's the first girl I've liked that likes me back, and it cost me so much to be with her. What if I lose her?
Then you need to talk to her about how you're feeling.
Or, there is an or here.
What?
Samira lives thousands of miles away, and you're here right now. Make sure Rasha doesn't miss her.
Yeah, but they're already talking.
But they're not making out. If you really want to give Rasha something that another girl can't, I'd start smooching.
Wow. Fishing really changed you.
Zoe looks Jonah up and down. He averts his eyes from the girls. Grace smirks at Zoe. Meanwhile, Goldie sits on the school's front steps watching the video of Saad. Other students out front gawk at Saad. He walks past them with his head down and makes his way to Goldie.
You said the MSA could help Muslims? I might be in trouble.
Yeah, I can help. Gladly.
He joins her on the steps and sits.
People are upset.
I can explain what happened.
The MSA thinks you should just apologize at the rally.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
You threw your shirt in the garbage, denouncing our efforts. Isn't that wrong?
She goes to a podium at the top of the steps, carrying an audio cable.
I was being bullied.
It's not what it showed in the video. We have to be pragmatic.
I need to be heard.
You are heard. By someone who was attacked herself. They tore my hijab off.
That was you?
She nods.
Then you should care the most about justice.
I care about safety. I don't want anyone else to get attacked. Your actions put all us Muslims in jeopardy. Don't you get that? I hope you understand. This is how it has to be right now.
Goldie retrieves an I Stand With Belgium t-shirt from a backpack on the ground beside the podium and hands it to him. Reluctantly, he takes it. Inside the lobby, Frankie carries a tray of cupcakes.
May I present the best way to fight terrorism? Decorative frosting.
Wow, I guess we were wrong. The girl can bake.
Thanks, but I have to split credit with Esme. She was a huge help.
Esme? So the rumors are true? You guys had a threesome last night?
What? No. No threesoming. What? Is that what people are saying?
Yeah, it's on everyone's socials. People keep asking me about
it. She was just baking. Nothing else. I mean, there was an incident with frosting, but it was totally PG. It was PG-13, but...
She notices girls staring at her.
I've become human repellent.
We warned you. Esme's bad news.
Oh, are those the orgy cakes everyone's talking about?
You know, I'm just gonna move these.
To the garbage, Shay. To the garbage.
Frankie pouts. Now, Zoe enters the student council room, where Rasha reclines on an enormous pillow and works on a laptop. Zoe sets a bag on a chair.
Hey, just finishing homework, then you know what we should do before the rally?
Zoe joins her on the pillow.
I have an idea.
She touches Rasha's cheek, then leans in for a kiss.
Bzzzt, wrong answer. It's fish taco day in the cafe, Philly.
Rasha resumes work.
Right. Yummy.
Zoe taps her thumb on her knee and stares at Rasha, who massages her own neck.
Here, let me help with that.
Zoe closes the laptop. She stands up with it and sets it aside. Zoe lifts the back of the pillow, positioning it between her knees and Rasha. She then hammers Rasha's shoulders and neck with the sides of her hands.
You ever given neck massages before?
Of course. All the time.
Okay, then maybe my neck just doesn't like getting them.
Rasha pulls away, holding her neck. Zoe gets back onto the pillow from behind, leaning toward Rasha with a grin.
Things have just been so hectic lately. I just want to make sure you know that I missed you.
Zoe kisses her cheek, then tries to reposition beside her and clocks her in the mouth.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I think you hurt my rib.
There's blood on Rasha's bottom teeth.
I can feel it swelling.
Oh, well, here, let me take a look.
They clonk heads.
Zoe, that hurts.
What's gotten into you?
I have to go get ice.
Wait, I can come with?
You can't. You have to get ready for the rally.
Zoe slumps. Now in the study room, Saad reads text messages on his phone. One from Saad says, "They want me to apologize. Don't I have a right to my beliefs?" A reply from Fadi says, "They'll never understand, no matter how hard you try."
Saad?
He looks up at Lola.
I watched the video of you online.
She holds a bag of jelly beans.
You're here to take the job back?
No, I thought you made some really good points. Well, if I can trust Google Translate, I think you did.
They think I'm a bad guy.
Yeah, I had to stop reading the comment section. Angry emoji overload.
A lot of people are dying in the world. It feels wrong to pick and choose who gets help.
Sounds like a bad buffet line when you put it like that.
She drops the bag on the table.
My village was bombed too. My house. Our farm. My school. Gone.
She sits.
My friends. Gone. It happens all over the world. I can't wear one shirt and not the other.
I had no idea.
Because it happened in Syria. Not in Paris, not in Belgium, not in America.
A tear streams from his eyes.
My dad had to leave Argentina during its civil war. He never talks about it. Guess now I know why.
Somberly, he nods.
You have to tell that story. That's how people understand what you were trying to say.
People will never understand.
Well, if that were true, would I still be here?
She smiles sweetly, picking up the t-shirt Goldie gave him from the table where they sit and handing it to him. He considers it a moment, then removes his keffiyeh and puts on the t-shirt. A heart in the middle of the shirt shows the black, yellow, and red of the Belgian flag. He smiles at Lola. Outside in the parking lot, Frankie sees Esme sitting in a car. She leans down toward an open window.
Every station is talking about the terror attacks. Such a downer.
You're not going to the rally?
So hungry. Want to come get burgers with Zami?
Frankie hops into the back seat with Esme.
Actually, I don't think we should hang out anymore. You're awesome, and it's awesome when we hang, but...
The awesomeness is giving you a tummy ache.
No, but people thinking I made orgy cakes makes me feel kind of icky.
So you want to stop having fun because of what people think?
Not people. My friends.
Because they're important to you?
Yes. See? You totally get it.
So important that they couldn't help you through a breakup. That they don't really have time for you anymore.
They have time for me.
Do they? Or would they rather do gooder things for the world rather than for you? Person they know and allegedly love.
Zig gets into the driver's seat.
Burger time.
Half and smiling for peace.
Wait. Is it okay if I still come?
I don't know. People might talk.
I don't care.
Frankie takes off her I Stand with Belgium t-shirt.
I'm with my friends.
Zig chauffeurs them away from the school, and Frankie tosses the t-shirt out a window. Now at the podium on the school steps.
Welcome to Grassians. Today we're here to mourn the loss of those in Belgium.
Catch more bees with honey.
You also get stung catching bees.
Stand with Belgium. Now I'd like to welcome Saad Almaliki, who would like to express a few words.
Goldie joins the crowd of students wearing an array of black, yellow, and red We Stand with Belgium shirts. Saad steps up to the mic.
Good afternoon. I wanted to say that this is a noble effort,
Charity is always good. But political statements are complicated. And this shirt is a political statement. It's stupid to think that...
So we're all stupid?
Baz stares from the crowd.
I didn't say that. What I was trying to say is... people are dying everywhere. Not just in Belgium. One country doesn't deserve more sympathy than another.
So you're saying that Belgium doesn't matter?
No. Please. Please, listen. There have been anti-Muslim rallies in Belgium. Strangers attacking Muslim citizens. Terror is terror. This is why none of us should be wearing this shirt.
You don't know what you're saying.
Because I'm not from here? Because I'm different? Don't stand in ignorance. That makes you just as bad as them.
With a look of dismay, Saad gazes down at the microphone. He turns away from the rally and heads into the school. Lola chases after him.
Saad! Wait, wait!
You were wrong.
Lola watches him walk away. Meanwhile, Zoe makes her way through the crowd of students outside. From behind, she approaches Rasha, who turns to her.
I've decided to make things easier for you.
By removing all beanbag chairs from the school?
By letting you be with Samira.
What? You want us to break up?
I don't want to, but I have to. I can't compete with your sexy, smart, Muslim ex-girlfriend.
You are not in competition.
You guys are like Romeo and Juliet in epic love, torn apart by war.
And bad breath.
Okay, what?
Samira could not say no to garlic, and she was a really bad kisser, so that combination was not pleasant.
That makes me so happy to hear.
She was stubborn, never said sorry, and she kept her shoes on in the house. That's like dragging the entire street to your couch.
I think I take my shoes off at the knees.
You do. And you say sorry, you're not stubborn, and you care about your friends. I'm falling in love with you, Zoe.
I'm falling in love with you, too.
Both smiling broadly, they kiss. Later, Abra follows her little brother to the dinner table.
Now eat. Saad!
She leaves him sitting with their little sister and walks into the bedroom.
Come eat. You study too hard.
Saad gives her a nod, and Abra returns to the other room. Saad looks at his phone and composes a new message to Fadi. It reads, "I should have listened to you. You were right. They'll never understand." He sends the text. He squeezes his eyes tightly, fighting tears that refuse to obey. Cut to black. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2017 DHX Degrassi Productions XVI Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.